各位早such a big challenge that I will have to speak both English and Mandarin. And unfortunately, none of this language is my mother tongue. So I wish I could speak in Cantonese, but Pastor Lo said, no, you cannot. 对不起啊，因为今天呢，我要用很大的胆量来用两种言语，就是呢，一面讲英文，一面讲普通话，但是两个言语都不是我的 mother tongue， 都不是我的天然的言语，所以呢 ，therefore， please bear with me. If you find that that you don't understand what I'm trying to say, raise up your hand. I will get Pastor Lo to come over and do the interpretation. How's that? Okay, you definitely will like that. Well, this morning I am going to share with you the taken from the book of John, chapter 3, verses 1 to 15. 今天我早上是在这个约翰福音第三章一到十五节。我要多问一个问题，我的普通话你们听得懂吗？Is my Mandarin okay? Okay, I will continue on. And also, is my English okay? Okay, thank you. It's such a great encouragement. My wife said, Edwin, how dare you say okay to them? Your English is bad, and your Mandarin is worse. Well, anyway, I get used to my wife's comment, so I won't say a word on that.Well, this morning, this passage is one of the very familiar passages in the New Testament. It's only recorded in the book of John. Okay, it didn't happen in the other three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And it seems to be a very simple dialogue between Nicodemus and Jesus.But actually, inside is a lot of things that we have to figure out what's happening. 看来这一个故事这个很简单的，很多人都听过。但是呢，如果你真的看下去呢，你发觉里面有很多东西我们真的不太明白的。First of all, here it says, now there was a certain man among the... Oh, sorry, I used the Amplified Bible version, okay? But it just gives more explanations. Now there was a certain man among the Pharisees named Nicodemus. First of all, the name Nicodemus has a little meaning on it, okay? Nicodemus, this word is a Greek word, okay? But you probably very familiar with the first part of the name.The Nike, okay, that's your sportswear, the Nike, okay, yeah. It's taken from here. Nike is a Greek word that means victory, okay, I win, okay. And the Demas, actually, in Greek word, is people. You put them together, is the people of victory, okay, that's Nicodemus. And he's a ruler, he's a member of the Sanhedrin, you may call it the member of the court, okay, among the Jews.Who came to Jesus at night? Well, he came to Jesus. Well, I guess you just read the English part, right? So I'm going to read the Chinese part. But I'm not going to read through it because it's quite lengthy. I'm just use the Chinese version to explain a little bit, okay? And he said this Nicodemus came to Jesus at nighttime. Now, a lot of people, they are thinking, why did Nicodemus came to see Jesus at nighttime?为什么尼哥底母要在晚上来见耶稣？圣经是这样说的。So there are a lot of speculations. Okay, was that because he's a higher authority among the Jews? 他是这个犹太人当中是一个很有名的这个教法师。这个 he's a rabbi. He's a teacher. He's the high member, top member among the Sanhedrin. Okay, and So, well, you all know that how Jesus looked at the Pharisees. 我们都知道耶稣怎么对待这个法利赛人呢？Jesus had a lot of comments among these Pharisees. Okay, and such as in Mark chapter 12, Jesus said that, watch out for the teachers of the law, that is the Pharisees. Okay, the Pharisees was the group of people, about 6,000 people, in between of 200 years AD, BC, and 200 years of after Christ, AD. So there are 400 years among them, there are about 6,000 Pharisees. And
这个法利赛人就是主前两百年到主后两百年都存在的。这个在这里in the马可福音十二章里面说Mark 12, 38 to 40, he said, Jesus said, Watch out for the teachers of the law, they are the Pharisees. They like to walk around the flowing robes and be greeted with respect in the marketplace and have the most important seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for a show make lengthy prayers, and these men will be punished most severely.中文这样说，耶稣教训他们说，你们这些防备这些文士法利赛人，他们好喜欢穿长衣游行，喜欢在人的街市中间街市中间来向他们问安，又喜欢假装自己是在教会坐在筵席上的守卫，他们吞咽这个寡妇的家产做很长的祷告all these are very superficial thingsThe Pharisees are like that, okay? But I want to remind you that not all Pharisees are like that, okay? Such as Nicodemus, he definitely was not one of them, yeah, because he came to Jesus. Now, why did he come to Jesus at nighttime? There are some speculations, some say that, well, because he's the master among the Pharisees, so since the relationship between Pharisees and Jesus was not really good because Jesus always commend these Pharisees, okay? And so for these Pharisees, they didn't feel good about Jesus. And so when Nicodemus went to see Jesus, would he like to meet Jesus at daytime, publicly? Everybody can see that, hey, this Nicodemus, he's the boss, he's the high authority among the Sanhedrin, and he's the high ranking among the Pharisees, he's the master of the Pharisees. He went to see Jesus. Was it good for Nicodemus? Definitely not. That would be very embarrassing. But mind you that, it may not be true, because at the other part of the Bible, Nicodemus had defend Jesus publicly. 在其他的地方呢，尼哥底母是为耶稣辩护的一个人所以有人说尼哥底母晚上去见耶稣是不想在早上，因为早上很多人看见他不好意思，他是一个法利赛人的高官呢，现在他去见耶稣，这个不太好但是这个也不一定真实，因为这个尼哥底母在其他地方有记载，他是公开的为耶稣辩护 ，while Jesus was being challenged. Nicodemus fight and defend for Jesus. Okay, so then why did Nicodemus went to see Jesus? The answer is for me is very simple because they both are very busy. Daytime, Jesus was busy and in his ministry. He's a young man. He's about 30 years old, and he's busy to walk to perform healing miracles and preaching the word of God, preaching the kingdom, the God's kingdom, and also Nicodemus was busy, and he holds a very high rank and Sanhedrin. Then he may not have time. So the best answer for me is they both are busy. In fact, the Bible didn't mention too much about it, so we don't need to really think, explore. 因为这个圣经里面没有说为什么他要这样晚上来，所以我们不需要这样看我们 let's look at what Nicodemus said. He said the first word, I have to come, okay. Oh, I forgot to mention. First of all, I appreciate the church has prepared interpreter for me, but unfortunately, I had a procedure in my cataract. Yeah, so my eyesight was really blur, so I cannot read the script. So that's why I said, I'm sorry, I cannot give you the full script of my sermon. Yeah, so I'll try to do it myself. Okay, let's go back to here. The Nicodemus, he went to see Jesus. 他去看耶稣的时候，他说 Hey, Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs or wonders that you do unless God was with you. 他一个嫡母就说：“拉比，我知道你是从神这里来做师傅的，因为你所做的神迹，没有人没有神同在，没有人能够行。”那 just based on what Nicodemus has said, I want to ask you one question. What do you think Nicodemus want Jesus, expecting Jesus to answer him? Just like I said, Reverend Low, Reverend Samson Low, oh, you dress very nicely this morning. I know that.It's because you have a good wife, okay, to prepare all this for you. Without a good wife, you cannot have this, you know, you cannot well dress up like that. Okay, by just saying this, then you may ask, hey, Pastor Edwin, what do you mean? What do you want me to answer you? Yes, I have a good wife. Or, no, I don't have a good wife. I've done all this by myself. What do you think? Now, first of all, this statement,It's not a question. This statement is just an opening statement. Definitely, for Nicodemus, there's something that he wants to pursue on. 那在这里我们先看这个尼哥底母的说这句说话，不是一句问号，不是一个问题，他只不过是打开一个话题。这个话题呢，就是，嘿，你如果没有神跟你在一起，你不能够行这个神迹。Without God with you, you cannot perform this miracle. Now, I want to ask a question. Does that mean that for if God is with you, you can perform this miracle? If there's no God with you, you cannot perform this miracle. So, what you mean is, for Nicodemus, is the miracle is an evidence that God is being with you. 在这里我们这个问题就是因为他说，因为有神同在，所以你能够行这个神迹；没有神同在，你就不能够行这个神迹。那这样说来，就是神迹，就是决定有没有神同在。那如果我们这样看呢，就很错了。Now, if you look at things like this, what Nicodemus here's the biggest mistake was that the evidence whether God is with you depends on whether you can perform a miracle. That may not be right.So Jesus immediately responded to him. So Jesus 立刻就告诉他了，让我 find out 了。在这里说，耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。” In English, my eyes is really bad. I have to look for. I assure you, and most solemnly say to you, unless a person is born again.Reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed. Now, this is the Amplified Bible explanation. He cannot see and experience the kingdom of God. This is Jesus' so-called answer or response to Nicodemus' statement. Okay. But the question is, Jesus said that you have to be born again so that you can see the kingdom of God.Did Nicodemus ask anything about born again? No, he didn't say so. He just say that, okay, no one can perform such sign and miracle without being God with him. But Jesus' response was that you have to be born again. So this born again, and whether God is with the, you know, with the person,What is the relationship between these two? When Jesus said that you have to be born again so that you can see the kingdom of God. Now, if you look at the original word of the born again, this two word, born again, in the Greek context, was that it's from above. Now, if you look at it like this, you interpret like, you have to be born from above so that you can experience and see the kingdom of God. Now, then you can see establish the relationship. Why Jesus responds to Nicodemus? Because Nicodemus all along saying that if you are, I know that you are come from above, but coming from above was that God was with you. And Jesus said that, yes, you have to be born from above.So that you can see and experience the kingdom of God. 哎呀，我忘记了翻译。 all along what I'm trying to say was that 那在这里这个圣经里面说当尼哥底母问耶稣的时候跟耶稣说话的第一句的时候就说你是从神而来吗对吗、啊、但是耶稣回应就是你要重生重生跟从上帝而来有什么关系根本没有关系、啊、我们中文说、没有关系了就是没有关系了、啊、广东话就是大难都扯不卖、That's unrelated But if you look at the 但是当你如果看这个希腊文的原文的时候呢这个 born again 有一个含义就是从上而来的出生的意思所以这个从 上而来呢就跟前面尼哥底母说的你是从上而来的是完全能够联系在一起 So this do you follow me? Yeah Do you understand? Okay So my English so far pass OkayI can continue on. If I fail, put up your hand, okay? And after that, Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter his mom's womb a second time and be born. Now, before we go into here, there's a big, big question for Nicodemus. 在这里，尼哥底母发现一个很大的问题，因为耶稣怎么说？他说你要从上而来再生然后你才看见还有经历到神的国 You have to be born again You have to be born from above So that you can see and experience the kingdom of God Now that's a big question for these Pharisees You know why? Because for Pharisees What is their guarantee That they can experience the kingdom of God. It's by the work they've done. It's by the belief of the work, by the belief of the Old Testament. Right? Because Pharisees, they observe the law and they follow all the commands so rigid. Okay, there's no compromise for Pharisees. They follow what the Moses law said. And they believe by the good deeds they done, they can inherit the kingdom of God. They can enter the kingdom of God. They can experience God's kingdom. That is what Pharisees believe. But Jesus' belief was different. He said, it's by faith. It's not by the work. But here, when Jesus said that you have to be born again so that you can see and experience the kingdom of God, then the first question for Nicodemus was that, hey, wait a minute. I already have this experience. Why did you say that I couldn't experience the kingdom of God? Because for the whole life of Pharisees, they believe the law. They believe the good deed. They believe it's the justification by work alone. And Jesus said that, no, wait a minute. You have to be born from water and through the Spirit. So actually here comes the discrepancies. Between these two dialogues. And Jesus answered, truly, I say unto you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Then that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Do not be surprised that I have told you, you must be born again. Once again, Jesus remind or directly pointing to Nicodemus, No matter how good you are, no matter how much good deed you have done, no matter how fervently that you follow the law, but that won't guarantee, that won't bring you to the kingdom of God. This is the whole context of this dialogue. And Jesus breaks through the traditional belief of the Pharisees. We, as a Christians, you guess how old I am? I am 73 years old. Wow. Although I don't look like, I just look like I'm 83. I'm 73 years old. And I have been a Christian over 52 years. Okay. I accept the Lord when I was at my age of 19 years old. 19 or 20, I forgot. Okay, I'm too old to remember all this. But, you know, I accepted the Lord when I was in Regina. Okay? And I'll have to tell you something about myself. But I guess some of you, 我相信有一些人你们都记得我过去的背景了。你过去，你认识我的，多听一次，没问题的。耶稣常常都repeat他所说的东西的。So I have, if you have heard about my, you know, my about myself, that's okay. I will repeat it because Jesus repeats his teaching always. So I came to Canada way back at 1973. A lot of you before you were born, right? And you know why I came to Canada? I was born and raised in Hong Kong. Probably you have heard of Hong Kong, right? Especially in the last couple of years, Hong Kong is one of the very well-known city, okay? But anyways, back then, Hong Kong was a British colony. It was under rule of the United Kingdom, okay? My dad, he works in the High Court, Supreme Court, and he's a judge. So he's working under the British government. And my dad was very strict to me because he's a judge. He said, son, you have to do good, okay? Because I bet my name on you, okay? And so I always good. I never swear. I never smoke. I never gamble. I didn't even go to any parties. Okay. As a young man, I really call myself a good guy. You know why? Because I pretend to be a good guy. I didn't listen to the pop music. You know, I practice my instrument, violin, because I think violin are those high rank people play. Okay, I listen to classical music because this is a high class stuff. So I thought I am a good guy by just observing all this good practice and traditions. Okay, and my dad thought so too, and my mom. So I live in a very happy family, but they didn't know that actually behind them, I joined the gangster. My dad didn't know. How can a judge his son join the gangster? How could it be? But you know why I did that? Because being a good guy, I feel good. But inside my heart, I am very rebellious. 我又忘记了，就翻译了。我过去在香港的时候，我是一个很坏的孩子，但是因为我爸爸是一个高等法院的法官。 他是英国的殖民地的一个法官，所以他是个很严肃的人，要求很高的，而且你不可以赌博，你不可以吸烟，你 cannot smoke, you cannot drink, you cannot do this, a lot of rules and regulations, very much like the Ten Commandments. But I follow it, I observe it, okay? 我都是跟我的爸爸的要求，但是我心里面很不平安的，心里面很反叛的。 Most young guys at the age of 18, 20, they are all rebels, right? Very rebellious, and I was one of them. And until one day, 直到有一天, 突然间, 我的爸爸在上班的时候收到一个电话, 你是 Mr. Sang, 原来是 警察局怎么说的, 警察局国语。 公安，香港的公安打电话给我的爸爸， It's the police call my dad at his office. And your son is Edwin Sang. Yes. He was involved in a fight, a gangster fight. And he broke his, you know, how you call it? I was hit by a big rock behind me, leaving a big scar, and I was sent to the first of all, sent to the hospital with stitches and back to the police. And 就是这样缘故，所以呢，我爸爸第一次，我的 my father first time heard that his son was being taken to the hospital and then to the police. And my dad was really mad at me. But you know, because he holds a high ranking in the Supreme Court, so by some, I don't know how he did it, but I was released from the police station. But when I got home, my dad was really mad. I thought you were a good boy. all these years, I've trained you to observe all the rules. But actually, I found out that you secretly, behind me, you've done a lot of bad things. And that's why he sent me, he said, no, you have to get away from Hong Kong. You cannot continue to stick with these people, with these gangsters. So he sent me to Canada. Oh, thank you, Canada, he received me a gangster. Anyway, I must say thank you, Canada. So today I could be a pastor. And make long story short, when I came to Canada, I have to, 当我来到加拿大的时候呢，我又重新再来了。 我开始问我自己，过去这么多年来，我尝试做一个好人。 After all these years in Hong Kong, I tried my best to follow my father's rule to be a good man so that I can, you know, I can be at least a well-respected person in Hong Kong. Yeah, but turn out I cannot overcome myself. 我不能够控制我自己的里面的东西，结果我就做了一个 现在我今天说了，这是黑社会的成员啊，这个 belong to the secret society in Hong Kong. It's really bad, okay? And this is criminal. Anyway, I make long story short. I came to Canada. I found I have to change. And I was in Regina. 我在 Regina 念中学的时候，看见一个教会。 I saw a church called the Richmond Chinese Alliance Church. So I said, what is this? I can only know that there is something called Student University Student Union, something like that. What is a church? So, but anyway, I was being introduced to the church, and starting from then, I learned to be a Christian, another form of a good guy, okay, a good man. 所以从那时开始呢，我就参加了教会。那是1973年的第一次聚会的时候，是8月30号，我还记得讲那一天，我来到一个地方，充满了 full of love. It's a fellowship. It's a Friday night. What is so enjoyable? 很舒服的，都是我们都是很多爱心在里面。结果 long story short, I call myself a Christian. Because I attend all church worships. I attend all fellowship time. I enjoy the prayer time. I enjoy being together with brothers and sisters. It's another form of life. And it was wonderful. 我很喜欢这个，我去所有的聚会、崇拜啊、团契啊，唯一不去就是妇女组啊，我不是女人啊，我就参加了所有的聚会，我很开心，因为都是很舒服的一群人，我就是在这个环境长大。但是1973年开始了，我就这样一直到 Saskatoon and 我的大学 ，and since then I joined the church. I was a church goer, put it this way. Okay, I attend at the whole church building. There's one place that I have not been there. There was a woman's room, the washroom. I have walked through everywhere, the basement to the attic, and you know whatever. I just enjoyed the church life. I thought I was a good Christian, and I was being baptized before I moved on to Saskatoon for continue my university. I thought I have almost everything. I am being qualified to be a good Christian. And even my church and invite me to lead the choir, to sing in the choir, because I have a beautiful voice. Could you hear me that I have a beautiful voice? No, just kidding. Yeah, I enjoy singing because I like music. I even play violin at the church and to let them know that, hey, I am somebody different from you guys. 我是不同的，我拉小提琴的，我是有高尚的娱乐的，我还是有这个的背景，然后我就参加了教会，一直到1975年的一天，在一个令会里面，我一直以来都觉得，其实我当我问all along when I ask myself, am I a Christian? I baptized, I joined fellowship, I attend church. I almost can tell you every Sunday I sit on the same seat of the church attending worship. Well, actually, it's common that if you are a churchgoer, every Sunday you sit on the same seat. Am I right? If you want to find something challenge, next time try to sit another seat. You'll find something totally different. Yeah. Anyways, I enjoyed that church life. But I feel that if I ask myself, am I really being changed? I said, yes. It just superficially, just outside. Just like I dress well. I attend all the worships. I attend all the meetings. I even join the choir. I even serve at a church. But inside me, I was still a lot of problem. Until at the winter conference, the pastor challenged us. Even you are a churchgoer, it won't guarantee that you are a Christian. Even you are a churchgoer, doesn't mean that you are experiencing the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit inside your heart. Even you attend all the meetings, you have good relationship with your brothers and sisters, but doesn't mean that you live a good Christ-filled life. 那个时候我的牧师在灵会的时候就这样挑战我们，就是你每一天去教会，去所有的聚会，不等于你是一个重生得救的基督徒。然后就想，那我什么才是基督徒？ Starting from that winter conference, I start to think about it. Until one day, I make a prayer. Okay, not everybody, it doesn't work on everybody, but it worked on me. One evening, I still remember that night, I was very struggled. I don't want to be a 两面人, 我不想做两面人, I don't want to be a, what do you call that, a two-faced man or something like that, okay? Outside and inside, totally different. So before I go to sleep, I pray to God. I said, God, if you are real, if the Holy Spirit's still in my heart, I urge you tonight. I'm so tired now, I want to sleep. Talk to me. Doesn't matter what you say, but I just want to hear your voice. Okay? Even there's no content, I just want to hear your voice so that I know that you are in my heart. That night, I have a roommate. Okay, the roommate now today, he's a Seattle Baptist Church pastor, Andrew Ng. Okay, and that night, after the prayer, I fell asleep. And in the middle of the night, I said, hey, Andrew, what's happening to you? He was sleeping. He said, what? I said, please, your snoring is so loud. I said, no, I still haven't slept. I'm still doing my homework. I said, what? I heard a very loud rumbling noise. It's just like a big truck driving beside me. Okay, I could hear it's rumbling, a very, very, how you call that? 一个很宏伟的声音啊, a very, how could I describe? A voice, like somebody is talking to me. But I don't know what he's talking about. I don't understand, but it's just some voice, somebody, strong voice talking in my ear. And I remember the prayer, God, if you are inside my heart, talk to me. And I know that. And my roommate said, there was no truck, you know, drive-by. There's no other person except Andrew. He's doing his homework. And the room was so, so quiet. No television. Those days back then, there's no television. We are not a luxury. Yeah. But anyway, that's what happened. And I said, ouch. It was the Holy Spirit talking to me. I don't know what. But God answered my prayer. And since then, I start to devote myself and learn how to walk with Jesus. And let me tell you the answer. Well, after all those years, then my life has been changed. I experienced how God's full, you know, abundant life inside me. And I was graduated in Saskatchewan as a geologist. Okay, but I want to tell you the second half of the story. The second half of the story was that after my university, I went back to Hong Kong for 1 year. Okay, I want to be a miner. I mean, the geology mine, I want to work in a mining firm. Okay, but anyways, long story short, there's no mining in Hong Kong, so forget about it. But I was being invited to join a company called Far East Broadcasting. It was a Christian organization in Hong Kong, and the job is to broadcast Christian news, Christian broadcasting to China, just to China. Okay, my part is for Chinese because I cannot speak other languages. So I get, you know, I was a broadcaster. And the first job I need to do was that my boss is a pastor. He sent me to China. He said, have you been to China before? I said, no, I've never. Okay, I want you to go to China because that was 1978. That was the fall of the Gang of Four. Probably you have heard the Cultural Revolution. That was the end of the Cultural Revolution. And China started to open its door. So we were able to go into China to visit some house church, or we call it the underground church. And I was being sent to Guangzhou with some commentary and Bible to visit that, the house church. And the miracle happened. It really was a miracle. And the miracle from then till now always remind me in my heart. It was God's work. What was the miracle? The miracle was that when I stepped down from the train station, when I entered China in Guangzhou, I was holding these two big bags, Bible and commentary, and waiting for the pastor from Guangzhou House Church to take me to his church. And I was standing there because I don't know who he was, but it's just that somebody told me that he's wearing he's dressed with a gray color, and back then I was not bald, I have hair. So I have my cap, a special color cap, so he probably could recognize me. Okay, I was standing there waiting for him, and waiting. In front of me, there were only three colors, green, blue, gray. You know why? Green is the army, okay, the Chinese Liberation Army, okay. And blue was the 劳工, the laborers, they all have blue color uniform. And the gray is the clerk, okay, office clerk. No other colors. In China back then, there's no other colors, but just three, okay. And there were bicycles all around, behind, beside, in front, behind me. They were riding bicycles and clink, 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 clink. And suddenly, I had inside me, I heard a voice so clearly telling me that, Edwin, look in front of you. These are your people, because they're all Chinese, okay? And your mother, your grandmother, your grandparents, they were born here. And so I want you to serve these people with the word of God. And all of a sudden, I was stunned by this voice. And I start to cry. As a young man, no friend, we were just by myself alone. I forgot to translate. Okay. 这个故事就是我年轻的时候，我回香港参加这个远东广播。这个远东广播的牧师叫我，你要去中国看看这个地方，因为你的工作就是要全省的到这个国家。我进到里面的时候，坐火车。 下火车站的时候，拿着两包这个刚刚是人搬倒台了，这个中国开始开放了，门户开放，所以我作为这个香港人呢，在加拿大籍的香港人呢，我可以进到香港去，真的中进到中国去，就好好的优待，就拿着这个等这个家庭教会的牧师来接我的佛切。 他来接我的时候，我一直都看不见他，我只是看见三个颜色，一个是绿色灰色男士，绿色就是这个解放军，这个灰色就是文员，这个男士就是劳工，这他们开的这个自行车在我前面转来转去，叮叮当当，这个三个不停，就是 proud of people，and all of a sudden，突然间我想哭。 我听见一个声音在我里面说，曾国雄，这个地方就是你的祖父、祖父，你的祖祖父、曾祖父都是在这里出来，我要你去服侍，用我的神、我的话语来服侍这些人。结果我哭起来，我不但只哭起来， not only I want to cry, I suddenly remember the Pope, when he went to Poland, when he stepped down from the plane. Remember the Pope, the 教皇啊，这个 Vatican, he's the, you know, the leader of the Catholic. He went to Poland, after he stepped down from the plane, he suddenly knelt down and he kissed the ground. He said, this is my country.Wow, all of a sudden, I really want to kneel down and kiss the land, this big land of China. But I found out, wow, it's so dirty. So I can't do that. So, but I was standing there and I was crying. Since then, till now, it's been 46 years. I'm still serving these people. It's a call from God. It's a call from the Holy Spirit.高中啊 the Holy Spirit, every one of us, we have a story. The story of Holy Spirit touch your heart. It's just like Jesus was so anxious to tell Nicodemus, you need the Holy Spirit inside you to talk to you, that what you're doing is not enough. I attend church. I attend all the special functions, but that is not enough. That won't guarantee that I can experience the world, the kingdom of God, until I humbly kneel down and say, God, talk to me. I'm willing to surrender myself. So my dad knew that, hey, I pay all the tuition for you to get your degree as Bachelor of Engineer in the geology. Now you turn out to be a pastor. Ouch. That really hurt my dad's feeling. Until the last day before he died, he said to me, son, I accept Christ. That was about 10 years ago. And before I die, I want to tell you that. Tell mom to accept Christ as well. Because only Christ can put us together. Yeah. We all have a story to tell. I hope you can dig out inside your heart. What is the story? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. Nicodemus' experience. Jesus urging Nicodemus to understand what he's doing. Such a valuable, valuable voice to us, each one of us, that we need to be baptized in the Word of God and in the Holy Spirit. But we ask that you talk to us, each one of us, so that we can experience the kingdom of God inside our heart. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Sorry.